If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hello, friends. We're back again. Welcome to Fightful. It's July 10th, 2025. I am at Joel Pearl, thejoelpearl.com on Blue Sky. And it is time for your... Okay, this is going to get weird. This is, for the first time ever, and maybe the last time, I don't know if what this is going to be like. This is your AEW Collision and TNA Impact post-show. How's this going to work? We're about to find out. Some of you are here because you see us every Thursday night. We're talking about TNA. Some of you are here because AEW Collision was tonight and Rick and Radian are unavailable. But the third host, who normally does Collision Talk, is also my co-host for TNA Impact. And Collision was tonight. And it's to go home to AEW All in Texas. So we couldn't really just ignore it. So here we are. Let me introduce my one and only, my ride or die. Do you want to know something? It's Cressa Starr. Hi.
Hello, everybody. It is... I feel like we've done one of these before. We had to put two shows in one. But it doesn't matter if it was me and Joel, me and Iridian, me and Rick, you and me and Barney, Lakers in five. This is going to be fun. We're gonna do something. Something is going to transpire. And thank all of you guys for being here to witness what's about to sports transpire.
Folks, there is a plethora of wrestling events going on between now and forever, really. But this weekend, especially, we will have content for everything. And I'm serious about that. Every show that's going on, there is something happening. Sometimes two shows, depending on what you're looking for. FightfulSelect.com, we're going to have everything. Once again, a plethora of news. Sean Ross Sapp is in Texas. He's in Arlington. He is in the area, the Metro Dallas area, whatever you want to call it. He's there. He will be at the show. He will be bringing us interviews. He will be bringing us scoops over on Fightful and on FightfulSelect.com, the best $5.99 in the business, and we will be doing post shows aplenty. Don't you worry. We got you covered. And there won't be doubles like tonight. It's just tonight because tonight is special in that it's Thursday and everyone's gone. So they left the inmates to run the asylum.
True.
Yeah. This is what we do. So while you're here, if you want to join the inmates or the sickos, they call them sickos in AEW, right?
Yeah, sickos or collision cousins.
All right. So if you want to be a sicko fan, you get it? Like sycophants, but sicko fans. See, this is what we're good at. Leave a thumbs up on the video. That's what you're leaving the thumbs up for this weird ass wordplay that RJ City would love to bring to our channel. He did once, made me wait 30 minutes for the interview. You can also subscribe to the channel. We're 185,000 deep and we want to get more. So join us, would you? And of course, you can donate a super chat, any amount, get your question or statement read on the air, or head over to humperchats.com. This is where Cressa does the thing.
Now, if you head over to humperchats.com, yes, that is humperchats.com, you can leave any question you want in the donation box. Well, not the donation box. You're going to put your money in the question box. You could put TNA dash, hey, Joel, what did you think about tonight's segment? Or you could put AEW dash, hey, Cressa, what did you think about this segment? Either or, we get to keep a little bit more of the proceeds. And we can't wait to read your Humper Chats at humperchats.com. Did I mention that is humperchats.com? See you there.
Humperchats, Humper Chats. It's just like Mickey Mouse.
I was with it. You had me. Yeah. I love a good song.
You were doing it. You were doing the, once you got the flow, I was like, wait, I know that song. Whenever, okay, folks, now you know, whenever you hear Humper Chats, you got to think of the Mickey Mouse song.
Humperchats.
Humper Chats. Comfort chance. So while we're teeing up what this show is going to look like, chat, it's up to you. You get to choose. Are we going to talk about TNA Impact first, or are we going to talk about AEW Collision? Remember, it could be good. It could be bad. It could be long. It could be short. So it's up to you. The roulette wheel is in your hands. The wheel of doom, if you will, for those who are watching 50 States in 50 Days. Cresta was watching AEW Collision tonight. I was too, to a certain degree. But my eyes were mostly on TNA Impact. We will talk about both, and we'll get you into it. So what do you want to do? What do you want to do? Cresta, if it were up to you, what would you like? What would you like to do first?
I am a wrestling goblin. So to that end, I say, we talk about each thing as it happened. The first segment on AEW, first segment on TNA. Roulette like that. But I don't want to confuse our fans. I don't want to confuse our fans. I personally am of the mind that TNA is a Thursday show. It is Thursday. I want to give TNA their flowers. We should do TNA first. And I'm sorry, my colliders. We just got to wait. I'll make you wait. Ooh, make you wait. Just, ooh, make you wait just a little bit more.
Yeah, meanwhile, the colliders are all wanting Collision, so I feel like we're going to give in to the collision. We're going to give
flip-flop.
We'll give you the colliders. I actually liked your idea of doing segment one for TNA first, segment two for Collision, and going back and forth. That's a snake draft if you ever heard of one. I want to do that. Volum sent a super chat. Thank you so much, saying, Joel Talks TNA, smile. Joel Talks AEW, blah. For those who don't, no, it is an ongoing bit on in the weeds that, quote, Joel hates AEW. No, I don't. But just play along. And he continues on, me listening to Joel Talk TNA. Blah, me listening to Joel Talk AEW. Woo! It's going to be fun. It's going to be different. Thank you, Vala, for the super chat. By the way, if you're not listening in the weeds, it's every Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern. I'm Fightful Overbooked. That's our sister channel. We'll talk about this and a whole lot more. So, Darkseid's got it. Be evil, do one match for AEW, one match for TNA, back and forth. Just back and forth. Really screw with everybody.
I'm ready. I'll do it. I'm sports committed.
My notes are in such a way that I'd be going up and down so fast.
Well, this is why you should number it. I have everything color-coded. I have a system.
One day I'll actually upload my notes. But for now, let's do Collision. Let's do Collision.
All righty.
Because I know that y'all are gonna have some fun and hang out for TNA afterwards. We got to make this pack right now, chat. If you're here for Collision, you have to stay for TNA. You have to be respectful. Be respectful of TNA. Stay for your little brother, okay? Okay? Be a big kid and stay for your little brother or sister after the show. And stick around for TNA, chat. Okay?
If you don't, I'm going to punch all of you in the throat.
My God. AEW Collision opens up with the Paragon taking on Kyle Fletcher and RPG Vice. Cresta, last night I had to ask the question on Dynamite. When Kyle Fletcher and Konosuke Takeshita are a tag team, why are they called Proto Shida? Because the I is silent in Takeshita, and it is an amalgamation of Proto Star and Takeshita. So why wouldn't it be Protesta?
Because Americans are stupid. Next question.
Adam Cole wins the match after he pins Rocky Romero and everyone beats up Rocky. This is a fine match. What do you think of Paragon versus Fletcher and RPG Vice?
Man, two Kyles in one match is always going to be funny to me, because even Tony Schiavone had to correct himself a few times. You know, I give AEW crap, but the double name sometimes, too funny. This match, first of all, flowers to Don Callis. If you work for Don Callis, you will be on TV every week. Since Kyle Fletcher has joined the Don Callis family, I've seen him every week. I've also seen Trent since he's been back every week. Not mad at it. Poor Tony Schiavone going through hell every time Don Callis is on commentary. I'm looking through my notes because I feel like I just mostly wrote about commentary and the social aspect of the match, because I feel like this was a typical match. You knew what was going to happen. Trent was going to eat the pin. It just depended on who did so. Adam Cole does pin Trent for the Paragon win. And there was a good point where Roderick Strong was getting worked over into the corner, but he managed to get a hot tag to Kyle O'Reilly, and the crowd started chanting Kyle versus Kyle.
Of course. It's just what you do.
AW, ladies.
That's right. Seems like it was a fun match. I got to watch through parts of it. Again, I was covering TNA. Cresta was covering AEW in full. So, Rocky ate that pin as he would. Adam Cole getting the victory. going into his TNT title match against Kyle Fletcher tomorrow. Not tomorrow, sorry. It's on Saturday. I feel like Mercedes Moné at this minute. I'm just changing days for everybody.
Listen, you book your own shows. You book AEW. I don't know if you know.
That's true. I do. We'll talk about Beast Mortos' new attire soon enough.
Come on now.
Solid match to open up this episode of AEW Collision. And then we have a little Moxley promo. Death Riders are there as well. And essentially, you're going to give me the whole thing, but from what I heard, he was saying, are you all in or are you all out? And I'm like, oh, all out is he? And they announced that officially Gabe Kidd is going to join Claudio and Wheeler Yuta for the Trios title match at All In to take on the Ops. Give me more of this promo from Mox if you've got it.
Yeah, so Moxley is saying that we've been testing people for months, weeks, and no one's up to it. I'm like, well, testing and homicide are two different things, and you might want to lay low no matter what you do. He does say, he pretty says, start that again, because my brain just said, nope, I'm done with that sentence. He's been testing people. Gabe Kidd calls out Shibata. Yuta says the most Wheeler Yuta thing ever with, you can't hurt me because it's nothing worse than what the Death Riders have done to me. I'm like, bro, this isn't doing what you think it's doing, Wheeler Yuta. And yeah, that's about it. He said, yeah, that was it. I don't know. To me, this was a nothing. Yeah, okay. Yeah, who cares? I don't know. I'm kind of jaded with the Death Riders. I'm sorry.
First of all, how dare you? Wheeler Yuta is growing out his long hair for you people.
You people.
You people. He's doing it because he's all in on this.
He has to look like Cousin It.
You get Sam the Sheepdog and you will be happy with it.
Did you see that clip where I was like, tonight chime in?
I did.
That's what he looks like. Tonight will be the night today. Sorry.
You know what's even funnier than watching that clip? Listening to it while folding laundry.
No way, it's your day, baby.
Yep. Follow up sent another super chat saying it should have been called Alpha Protostars. Shout out to Alpha Protocol, real gamers. Now I remember that game. That was a PS3 game from like 2010. My God.
I've never heard of that game. I'm a fraud.
Such an old game. You can probably, let's see, can you get it on Steam right now? $13 on Steam right now, Alpha Protocol.
Shout outs to Steam.
Big summer sale. Anyway, they did the La Mystica, Mystico's armbar. They did a little Taz commentary on that. Core Strength Jones and Tap Out City were the two. I just liked it. Again, you didn't think they'd do it, but man, they brought it back. Taz at his best, doing voiceovers for serious, non-serious wrestling stuff. This was good. I liked it.
No Taz slander over here. No Don Callis slander over here, but I digress.
Harley Cameron commercial. She's back, but it's a commercial with a puppet. So that's all I have to add about that for iDrink.
I didn't even write anything for that.
Well, people were excited to see Harley Cameron back on TV, even though it wasn't like officially on TV. It was a part of the broadcast. She was promoting with one of their partners. It's just nice to see Harley Cameron, you know, appearing in some way, shape or form.
Mm-hmm.
Scorpio Sky has a backstage, I guess, package. Says he won't let this opportunity slip again. It's now this team is called Skyflight Team. That's Christopher Daniels, Top Flight, Layla Gray. Says the sky's no limit. And I love this, by the way, before you give me more, that Christopher Daniels is a part of it, given the SCU hookup between Scorp and Daniels. This is good stuff. Frankie Kazarian's over on TNA, being the king of TNA. And who knows if he's paying attention and saying, curses, I could be with these people. Nah, I think he's fine. Your thoughts?
I'll say, didn't they do a video where he was like, I thought I was doing something, but AEW told me I was doing nothing. So I hate that place. I'm kidding. He hate that place.
He was the Bullet Club hunter for a long time, and he hunted not much.
It's like when you go buck hunting and you don't even catch a duck. So whatever. this was fine. I did think for a hot second, okay, I could see Kazarian coming in here. I like the idea of giving Top Flight these mentors, because Christopher Daniels, in his own right, he's retired. I think that's fantastic. Scorpio Sky is still a great in-ring competitor, along with Top Flight. And let's get some matches on Layla Gray. We've got a thriving women's division, or at least the appearance of one. So I'm not mad at this. I would like to see where they go. I don't think Top Flight needs Scorpio Sky so much, but I'm willing to give it a chance. I want to see what's about to transpire. And who knows? It could work out for everybody.
I'm happy to see Scorpio Sky back. I'm happy to know that Scorp has the potential to be leading a team, or at least trios tagging with the team.
Mm-hmm.
This could go somewhere, and I'd like it to, if they are focused on Collision. I would like to see the trios titles become a focus of AEW Collision and let the tag titles exist over on Dynamite. Maybe flip-flop sometimes, you know, have a tag team program over on Collision while you have a trios title program over on Dynamite, or back and forth. I would like that. But again, when it comes to this particular team, there is incentive for them to actually be a big part of Collision. And I'd like to see Scorpio Sky given that opportunity, because it was supposed to be that way, if you remember, when Collision was announced.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't hate that at all. I think, like you said, having it flip-flop from time to time, but it'll give each brand more of an identity, and also to give them something to focus on, whether even if you want to do it with a women's trios eventually. We got to get the women's tag, so baby steps. So I wouldn't be mad at it either way.
Well, instead you're going to get the ROH Women's Pure title, and you will like it.
I mean, at this point, if it's not Deonna Purrazzo or Serena Deeb winning it, I kind of don't want to hear it. Oh, you know what? I take that back. Layla Hirsch also, she be hurting girls. I like her.
She hurts people?
She hurt people.
Místico defeats Beast Mortos. I don't think anyone expected Beast Mortos to get the win, considering it's Místico and they're in Texas and they're going into All In Texas. And Místico's a publicized part of this casino gauntlet. Mortos has more colorful gear. I can't believe he's getting them. He's got that creative control to get new gear, that Beast Mortos.
I was looking, not only does he have new gear, I think of the Nickelback song, in particularly Rockstar, when they said, I even cut my hair and changed my name, because his horns are gone too. He's no longer Black Taurus, he's Beast Mortos. So he literally took that song, like, you know what? I'll do it, and will. So shout outs to Beast Mortos on TV more, that creative control.
Well, let's also just nip this in the bud. He couldn't be Black Taurus because that belonged to AAA. So that gimmick belonged to them. He couldn't have it. It was on loan while he was, it was on loan in TNA, but because they're not working with AAA, that didn't really work. So they Semantics. Just rebranded him.
Semantics. That doesn't work for my sports entertainment.
Welcome to the world of professional wrestling, where every single luchador who comes over has to have a new name. And then when they go back, they've got to either get the new name back or try to have something work that fixes everything. It just doesn't work. But regardless, Místico, Beast Mortos have a great match. Beast Mortos will always base really well for any Absolutely. Opponent that he has. And Místico is a great high flyer. He's soaking in the crowd. He's got Mi Muero as his entrance music that everyone loves, regardless if you know the lyrics or not. He gets the submission victory with La Mística. Shocker. You know, they do a whole video package about it. So why wouldn't you have a win with it? And then MJF cuts off the theme and says he's going to collect all of Místico's masks until he has them all, to which I say, he's been doing this a long time. He's got a lot of masks. He'll be doing this for a while, Max. You got to maybe find his house and just ransack it.
That's true. This match was fine. This was Lucha Libre, but base Lucha Libre, because there was high spots, but not as many as you would expect from like a Rey Mysterio or a La Parca or something. It wasn't a lot of high flyer, but this was Lucha. This was really, really good. If MJF wants to take off this man's mask, I hope he has a Sting mask right on underneath it, because that'll be funny. You take off his mask, is another one. For me.
Kind of hope that. Or like everyone in the crowd has one and they just keep giving him one each time he takes the mask and he rolls out and they give him a new mask.
Also, I said this on Twitter and I'm campaigning. Call me President Cresta. But Místico, can I call you Sir Místico? You have an opportunity here to come out to Selena LaFleur in Texas. You will pop so many people, including me. That's just me. Your theme is nice. But I'm just saying, Selena in Texas and Místico in Texas, stop playing. All right, that's it. That's my campaign. Thank you so much for your time.
I love the Russian nesting doll. Just more. He's wearing so many masks that they just keep coming off and his head gets smaller and smaller.
His head looks like the head from Beetlejuice. Remember?
Oh, we do this every Thursday about TNA, by the way, so you should probably get in on this. Mark Briscoe promo. Mark was... There was one thing from yesterday's Dynamite talkie talk, is what they called it, right? Mark got upset at MJF when MJF went after Jay, which is exactly what Mark said MJF would do. By the way, Players Tribune video that dropped today about Mark Briscoe and his family and Jay's passing. Check that out. It's a 30-minute video. It's fantastic. It's very well done. I do recommend it for everyone to go watch. Mark then goes backstage and does on Wednesday and does like the whole barking Mark Briscoe promo that we're used to seeing, which shows like there was just nothing happened to his character. And I think Pulaski pointed this out at the on the AEW post show tonight. I think they salvaged this. He is much more introspective. Briscoe was much more emotional. He said, on Saturday, I plan on winning. On Sunday, I'm going to go home to Delaware, look into my family in the eye, and tell them that shit didn't fly with MJF. And then he says he's got to whoop his ass. But I'm thinking to myself, well, why can't he win the gauntlet? Why does he have to be so blinded by Max's, you know, words? That part kind of takes me out of the whole, like, reason for being a professional wrestler to win matches and go for championships. I get it. Sometimes you have personal feuds, but at the end of the day, if you're in a world title match or a world title opportunity match, you want to focus on the world title. Regardless, I thought this promo was great. It got things across, but the setting is wrong. The match is wrong, but the setting is right. Or the two guys is right. What did you think? Cause you obviously saw this as well.
I just disagree a little bit on the sense of like, yeah, the match is wrong, but it does lead to something down the line. And I think that this was a better side of Briscoe, because I think that there is a jovial aspect to him with the word of the day. Yeah, he's a great wrestler, but you ain't, like, you've been doing your victory lap, your world tour for a minute here. And I think it's been a while since we've seen us. I'll go ahead and say, I think we've seen a serious Mark Briscoe since his brother passed. And that's okay, too. Because I remember, and I remember seeing the old matches of the Briscoes being serious, and they are some scary mother lovers. And I think this was the calm before the storm. If you want a chance to get MJF out of the gauntlet and you have someone so blinded by rage, this is something that you could set it up with. Where MJF, in my opinion, sometimes doesn't do very serious blood feuds unless it's about a championship. And this is a good way to get you out of the hurt business or for whatever it is that they're planning to do and have you focus on a good program. I think him and Mark Briscoe would be fantastic. I really like the line where he said, I had to look at my family and let them know that shit ain't fly. And it's kind of, it was scary because Mark Briscoe is definitely the guy who's like, I'm just going to beat you up. Ha 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 ha. And he's like, nah, like, it's jokes. I come to work and I work and it's fine. We all, this is what we do. We get beat up, but you stay being disrespectful and I don't even want to work. I just want to fight you. And I'm like, damn. And honestly, low key, MJF needs that. I think MJF is one of those characters that it might be time for you to get a good upside your noggin. And I want to see some more character development from MJF too. So I agree that this is the wrong match, right people. But I think it's the wrong match for the right reasons, because you can plant the seeds here. And then Mark Briscoe's like, I'm not doing nothing right now. Now I'm messing with you because I got nothing to do. I got nothing to do, bro. And what I'm going to do is you. Okay, so.
I mean, I feel like doing him would be a completely different type of scenario.
I'm still sports entertained.
No, but I really like the way you laid that out. I think that is... that's a really good way to think about it. And it does kind of quell my own feelings towards it. So
good talk.
Yeah. Hey, get your super chats in, get your humper chats in. What do you think of tonight's collision? What do you think of TNA Impact? We're going to talk about that after we finish all of this. Someone's saying, you know, he said he wanted to win as well. He said it, but he didn't emphasize it. He emphasized wanting to beat MJF more. Yeah.
But that's winning to him.
Yeah. Winning to him is beating up the guy.
If I could win two and be like, I'm not going to jump out the ring if I throw him out, but I might, you know, caught him with a right hook, hit him with a jab, hit him with an uppercut, kick him in his ass. You know, he might do that.
We never know. But two men who used to beat the shit out of each other, they had themselves a talkie talk. So we finish AEW Dynamite and then they do a camera backstage thing. So Renee's trying to get a word with anyone who was involved with this melee. She finds Hangman, walks up to her, and he says, maybe you're not who I should talk to about this. And then he goes to Swerve's locker room and sits down. Words will not do this justice. I'm going to go through what it was said and what it was, and y'all do need to go and find this particular segment because it was extremely well done. First of all, this was, to me, one of the best parts of the entire promo, and there are lots of really good parts. But the moment that he walks in, Swerve says, What are you doing with the cameraman? Why is that cameraman coming into? Because Cresta, for years, wrestling has been cameras just there. You're just acting. Don't worry. Like your private conversation that's being broadcast to the entire world. The cameraman just there. Just go about your business. Swerve pointing out the cameraman is not supposed to be there, but is in there. That's something that, by the way, Tony Khan said from day one would not be a part of his brand. His company was not going to do the backstage segments that have a camera in there. It has happened. It is. But this was really good, just immediate pointing out, why is this here? Hangman asks Ospreay for 2 minutes. So Ospreay kicks it. So does Nana, says, I'm going to go get some coffee. Swerve says, oh, you must be here to help and ask for help. And Hangman says, no, I'm not. Hangman mentions his son still wakes up in the middle of the night because of all the things that Swerve did. Says Swerve deserves his house burning down. Swerve knows it, and that's why Hangman regrets it. And then he says, do you regret it? Hangman and Swerve says, after everything that came after our feud, he lays out everything that happens. He says, after that, I regret it. He says, obviously, if you'd asked me before that, no, but now he does. Hangman says his family's going to be at the show earlier. They're not going to be at the show, but they'll be in the venue. And Swerve says, I'll stay away from them, and I hope they enjoy the show. And then Swerve kind of pulls back Hangman and says, hey, that house you burned down, I was going to raise my kids here and raise my grandkids here like I was raised. But maybe it's time to let go of the past. And that was it. That was the damn moment. And then he noticed the chains on the floor. I was kind of hoping that they just leave that be. This is just me. But Swerve does pick up the chain. And of course, that chain is a big part of Swerve's presentation and a lot of the history between Hangman and Swerve. He wraps it around his fists and he's thinking about it and he's interacting with it. I'll tell you, I wish that they just left it there and just kind of made you kind of think about, hey, that's there. But it was really well done. An extremely well done promo. What do you think of this? Because you were there, you were listening, you were all in.
Five. Nah, this was really good. I'm gonna start with my superficial likes. I love Nana's top and his pants, that matching embroidery. That was so nice. So everybody get one of those, especially if you're a young man, get one of those. Also, Will Ospreay's genuine, like, yo, chill, the show's over. Chill. Please. Everyone played their part. Now for my nuance take, this is fantastic, man. Saying that your son still wakes up, a newborn, still waking up having nightmares. Then him saying, I want to raise my children and my children, so my grandkids in there. Man, this was so good. I don't mind the chain and also him saying maybe I need to let go of the past, because that's something Will Ospreay has been saying to him from jump. Bro, let it go. Like, nobody's champion and you two bickering. John Moxley is doing whatever he wants. Let it go. Let it pick it up after John Moxley. There's bigger fish to fry. This was good. This was fantastic. And I was already excited for the Hangman versus Moxley match. And I already know what type of time this is about to be on. But I'm excited to see Swerve exercise whatever demons, and this is what I took with the chain, to exercise whatever demons he has on the Death Riders. And maybe it's about letting go of the past, but putting it on someone else. There's a whole plethora of people that you could fight in the Death Riders. I personally would like to see Gabe Kidd versus Swerve Strickland. I think that would be a fantastic match. I think there's something in there, again, for Moxley post-belt and Swerve. If you really want to go back into the past, get this guy who cut you off at the knees, bro. I am excited for this. This segment was so good. Also, shout-outs to men working out their problems in a non-violent way. Who knew? Everyone learn from this. This was so good. Cinema. And where's Reg? Absolute cinema.
This was a segment that people were waiting for. But I think people were waiting for this to play out in the ring at the show on Saturday. I'm happy they did it this way. I think it added to the emotion of their story. I think it added to the emotion of the event. I think it added to the emotion of Hangman going after this world title. Now, if you ask me on In the Weeds Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern, I'm sitting here saying Hangman's not going to win. We're going to have a Sunday that ends with, or a Saturday that ends with Goldberg as world heavyweight champion and Moxley is still AEW world champion.
But brother, if you ask me,
collectively, everyone just turned off the stream. I get it. But if you ask me now, right now, Hangman's a guy. Hangman is a guy. Could he be the guy? Well, they're certainly putting a lot into that. And he has the potential. I know a lot of people are excited for this. I do kind of want to watch the world burn, as the chat has mentioned. That is just a me thing. But we'll see where it plays out. I think that this segment was perfect for what they needed to accomplish with this story. They're moving on without officially moving on. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think that was really good. And also, I think you're right. Kudos to two guys just solving their problems by talking it out. More people need to do that.
Look at your friends. Look at this person who may not be your friend. Work out your problems. And also, accountability, because both of them, he's like, yo, I was wrong. I shouldn't have burnt down your house. I was wilding.
Isn't it nice to be talking about a wrestling show that actually doesn't play accountability for a storyline in your face? More on that later during TNA Talk. We got a super chat from Patrick Moore saying, I wish I had something cool to say. All I got is love hearing y'all talk AEW. Well, thank you, Patrick. Thank you so much. Hopefully you're enjoying this little chatter, and hopefully you're going to enjoy everything that's coming up this weekend here on Fightful. Tons of talk. I'm telling you, I can't even give you a list of what's happening because it's all going to be covered. All right.
Yeah.
It starts tonight. I mean, really, it started Tuesday. Really, Monday was really when it started. Right. And we're still going. We're never going to stop. If we could do 24-hour streams, we wouldn't, but they would exist.
I did two 24-hour streams in my entire lifetime. I was a younger lass then. My body still hates me to this day.
Oh, brother. When we talk about TNA, we'll talk about what my plans were to go to Slammiversary. But Moxley came out after this promo, after they aired this footage between Swerve and Hangman. And Moxley, he says, you know, this was all crybaby crap. Hangman, get your head on straight. And then Marina Shafir comes out and calls Hangman a pussy. Not once, but twice. And then Mox says Hangman will be Texas dead at All In.
Only John Moxley would be mad at two grown men squashing the beef and make it up. What do you mean you have a healthy mental health relationship with yourself and each other? You want to get along? There's a fight coming up. Bro, also Marina Shafir. You can't call that man a pussy and he buckshot lariated you out your boots last week. What are we talking about? I have to say, Marina, you are playing your part because much like Rhea Ripley in the beginning of the Judgment Day, you need to get beat up. You need to get beat up. You literally can't call that man a pussy while you have had no matches. You literally can't call that man a pussy while he literally buckshot lariated you.
I mean, my favorite thing is, as she said it, I was like, do I prefer this or them calling him a bitch?
Why they call him a pussy ass bitch?
Nah, now you're going to do that.
The sense of the whole thing. You.
Yeah. Actually, they did. They wouldn't, because they were dulling out lines all night that didn't get any censorship.
I mean, she got one pussy out and then the other ones were just crowd noise. She got one.
Okay, I was watching on Triller. They did not bleep those out.
Oh, yeah, she got one good one, and on Max, they were like, cut it out, y'all, cut.
Amazing. Oh, we move on. Jetspeed and the Outrunners defeat FTR and the Patriarchy. Shout out to Nick Wayne. He's working tonight, he's working tomorrow, ROH, and he's working All In Texas. My God, the man is going to be everywhere this weekend. Speedball almost gets a pin reversal from a Shatter Machine attempt. Christian and Spears, Dax by accident, tornado kick, UFO combo, Dax gets pinned, and the team of Jetspeed and the Outrunners win going into All In Texas. What's FTR going to do this weekend? They're just going to sit there holding it?
Nor. Later on in the night, they challenge the Outrunners to a zero-hour match. And then, okay, so boom, ISO boom, guys. This match was great. There's a lot of moonsaults. Jetspeed is fantastic. But crucially, Christian Cage gets his spear redirected into Dax. Dax is bald and mad. So after the match, because like Joel said, the Outrunners and Jetspeed win, two balds and a hair get mad and be like, yo, bro, we're going to watch that tag team match and whatever happens, happens. So hear me out. Here's Cresta Star conspiracy theory, and I don't want you to look at me in the face while I lie to you guys, right? Right. So what I'm thinking could happen here is that FTR goes to get their lick back during that trios match or that tag team match. Christian Cage biffs it for his team. Nick Wayne is mad. Everyone starts beating up Christian Cage. And then we hear, honestly, I say clearly everything. And then these guys have a tag team. Then they have a tag team. That's my thought. That's my thought process. And she was a fairy. Yeah.
Where did you find those sunglasses? I missed you putting them on.
They were on my desk holds many wonders and lies. So
mine's mostly wires and ear pods.
And Samsung products like this.
Got a thing for my phone. Got some duct tape. Yeah.
I have a controller.
Got a birthday card for my kid.
You got a Scooby-Doo card. You're the coolest dad.
That was from my kid for my birthday. It's no mystery who the coolest birthday kid around is. It was me that day. None of you guys. It was me.
That's really cute.
It was. The super chat from Michael Allen Lewis saying, "Dear God, Hangman's got to win. Can you imagine missing such a moment on one of your hottest shows? Hollywood ending." Now, here's the thing, Michael Allen Lewis. Weekly, we get to talk about a certain show called TNA Impact and the promotion called Total Nonstop Action. Now, going back to November of last year to October, there was this guy who turns around and you say his name and the claps and he appears and all that. And so he was going for the TNA World title at that show and everyone was like, it's his time. And then he didn't win it. And then they did it again. And they were like, it was got to be his time. And then it wasn't. And then they did it a third time. We're like, Jesus Christ, again? And then he won. We're still talking about it. Company's still standing. Still exists. I promise it's doing just as well. No, I get it. I really do. I get it. But, you know,
what if the world needs to burn? Yo, I have to say, the way that things have been going with the Death Riders, I'm at the point where I was with OTC. I want Hangman to win. I could really see y'all forcing it and waiting for Darby Allin to come back, though. And so, I don't know if I got that in me.
I will pull the curtain back today and take. I will take my not my victory lap, but I will take. I was the one who did this. What's the word I'm thinking of? Anyway, doesn't matter. It's late. I'm tired. The Mark Maron podcast, WTF, had Darby Allin from a Friday episode, and they aired it on, or from a last week Friday episode, and they aired it on today's episode, the interview that he had going to Everest and all that. And they kind of talked about wrestling, and he talked about, and this kind of made the rounds, the whole idea that Darby doesn't need the belt and he just wants a good story. I mean, what if he can have both? What if he can have both? Feel how you will. I'm just saying.
My biggest gripe at this point, and I can't speak for anyone else, but my gripe is I like Moxley. I'm tired of the Death Riders. I'm tired of this story. I get it. No one's beating you. It's to say it's stale. To quote Roman Reigns, it's like missionary. Every night is the same thing, man. I know what you're going to do. I guess. I think it could be fine. But like, how many people must John Moxley run through before we do something? Because it's the same thing, bro. The same thing. You're going to kill somebody. Y'all jump them. You harass them for weeks. You tell them they're not good enough. Next person, you jump them. You harass them. You tell them they're not good enough for weeks. Next person. Like, it's the same thing, man. You know, like
the same guy you mentioned the missionary comment from. That same guy, he went up against Cody Rhodes twice. And when Cody didn't win the first time, everyone thought, oh, that's it. It's over. And look at us now. We did WrestleMania 40.
I complained. I'm not going to hold you. I'm 10 toes down to complain. It's my favorite thing to do.
I get it. That's wrestling. That's wrestling people. I get it.
flip-flop. Oh, fickle. Sorry. Fickle. That's what I am. I'll complain, baby.
Plenty of those. Big Boom AJ is back. Did you know that Big Boom AJ is still working with AEW? Because this week we found out he is. And during a TikTok video that he released literally yesterday, he called out the Don Callis family, including Hera Shero.
Who?
I just assumed that was the family member of Ray Shero, the former hockey player, the Ray Shero, who anyway passed away in April. He was just paying homage to that person, Hoochie Sherrill, someone says in the chat. Yeah.
Wow, Hoochie he's a Sherrill. Man of the cloth. Don't talk about Hoochie Sherrill like that. He changed his life.
So he called out John Cal's family, and then in the segment he's doing, he brings out the Rizzler and Big Justice, Big Pop. They said they need a conglomeration. Ishii and Hologram walk in. They all shake hands and they hug, and then Kyle O'Reilly joins in because they needed another man for the match. So for one night only, Kyle O'Reilly says, you know, conglomeration is a state of mind. And then AJ has a minor stroke when he goes, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. He's like, he's starting his car. Is he starting a boat?
Prison, honey.
Prison. I'm gonna get the audio from that and use it later. Someone's gonna end up calling him a bitch out of it.
That's gonna be Kazuchika Okada.
Okada is gonna use that again.
He's gonna be like a bitch.
Big Boom AJ is a bitch.
Okada's too funny for that. Yo, I'm sweating. You have me laughing. Kyle O'Reilly is the funniest man on the planet because I don't know what he was doing there, but he was doing it and I was sports entertained. Also, shout out to Kyle O'Reilly noticing that once he was in it's not Big Justice, the Rizzler. Once he was in the Rizzler shot, that man said, you know what? Ooh, now you see the Rizzler. What a professional. What a professional.
They know whose bread is buttered. Oh god. We go back to the ring finally. Gabe Kidd defeats Katsuyori Shibata.
You're gonna give yourself a stroke.
Gabe Kidd beats Katsuyori Shibata. Hard hitting match. They slap the shit out of each other. Yuta comes in, distracts everyone. Gabe low blows Shibata, hits the pile driver, gets the win. Tell me more, please.
There's nothing more to this match. If you listen to this, they were shotgun chest chops. Okay? Like, I don't know what they be doing in Japan, but I don't know. I don't think it's wrestling. They should be slapping people because Jesus Christ. This match ends with Yuta coming out being an emo kid, distracts Shibata, who kicks him, and then he does the yandag shuffle. That was the match. It was like, I'm going to slap you now. Okay, I'm going to slap you. Okay, I'm going to slap you now. Okay, I'm going to slap you. Oh, it's the end of the match? Thank you for slapping me, sir. Thank you for slapping me. Thank you. No, thank you. Get out of this ring. All right.
Great match. I also want to point out, this is what I need to see on Saturday night. For those who are listening in audio, first of all, what's wrong with you? Second of all, that's Lance Archer standing next to the Rizzler face to face.
Chalabuse.
This rules. I was waiting for that photo to drop. I'm so glad they did it.
I have to tell you that Lance Archer of New Japan would put that child through a table. I'm just saying. Lance Archer of New Japan would put that child through a table. You are luckier meeting him in AEW where all he do is lose. In New Japan, your name would be Dixie Carter, the Rizzler. You go through that table, oh boy.
I'm glad that this is a multi-person tag because when AJ came back and did that video, I was like, are they going to do a one-on-one match? It's going to be AJ versus like Lance Archer and the David versus Goliath match. Cause I was like, Lance Archer's from Texas and he gets it's a way to get him on the card. I'm so much happier that they're doing this as like a multi-man match. So much better this way. I hope Lance Archer puts the Rizzler through a table though.
Child abuse. That's a literal child.
Nobody can really get an age on the Rizzler. He might be 48.
Like Andy Milanakis.
You're like Gary Coleman. Jesus Christ.
Gary Coleman had a condition. That is a child, Maury. Prison, honey.
We don't know. Thursday nights, baby. Thursday nights.
Joe doesn't cover AEW. The fact he's having a good time, count y'all blessings. And I can't count, okay? So count your blessings.
Dude, I had to cover TNA, so I have that going for me. Oh, the eight woman all-star tag match rounds out the show for Collision. Willow Nightingale, Thunder Rosa, Queen Aminata, Amina Shirakawa defeat Thekla, Athena, the ROH Women's Champion, Julia Hart, and Megan Bain. Was Julia Hart in this match? Yeah, it was Julia Hart. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Okay. They did the Julia Hart and Thekla upside down spot. That was cute. They do all the moves to the outside. Willow gets the powerbomb on Julia Hart for the win. Post-match fighting, so much fighting, so much fighting. And Ty J also comes in, so much fighting. Give me the match. What you got?
Honestly, I have nothing for this match. Call me Whitney Houston because I have nothing. This was exactly what you thought it would be. There were spider holds. There were pounces. The girls beat each other up. I think the main angle here was post-match because we literally just did this match on Wednesday with the exception of Marina Shirakawa and... No, it just Mina Shirakawa wasn't in it. It was Ty Conti before. I mean, Ty Mello before. So, I mean, it was fine. The whole point of this match was to have the brawl at the end to be your go-home segment for All In.
Yeah, they just keep putting this new same old match together, and it's very funny. But it's good. Like, that's the thing. I can't complain. Willow hasn't been part of the eight-woman tags either. This was
her first time. Was it Anna? No, Anna Jay was in this one. Yeah, no, she wasn't.
Ty J did it before, but they weren't in this match.
Yeah, and it was Mina and Willow. My bad, y'all. Yeah. I don't watch wrestling. Sorry.
And Sky, I think Sky Blue was involved once in a while. It's fine.
Wasn't in the match, but she definitely got involved.
Yeah, yeah. But it was a very crazy, chaotic main event. I think someone had posted on socials like the three eight-woman tag matches that they had done week after week after week. And the only difference that I noticed, other than the different women, was Thunder Rosa this week has the cowboy hat because they're in Texas. So I just posted the Waylon Smithers, but she's got a new hat meme.
I don't know what they're going to do with Athena versus Thunder Rosa. Because at some point, Thunder Rosa got to get a win. But Athena can't lose. You want to talk about Athena Hogan. Y'all want to talk about someone who's Hulk Hogan.
I mean, I think TR is winning that ROH women's title. I think Thunder Rosa is going to be working Ring of Honor for a little while, brother.
I think that'd be cute too, but I don't want that if Athena's not going to win something else. You know what I mean? I like Athena. I'm an Athena stan, respectfully. Okay, take it off of her. Athena, go ahead and get your run back on Mercedes Moné and get that TBS title up off that woman.
I mean, in a little while, I wouldn't. If Athena gets the reactions, positive ones, that she's been getting, and they want to position her as a babyface, her taking the TBS title from Mercedes on Mercedes' decline is kind of what I would do. But it depends. Again, it depends where you seat them and how you tell the story of Mercedes, you know, losing her titles.
Yeah. I'm also of the mind that Mercedes should take the title off for Tony. Just because I'm a gremlin. She shouldn't keep it long, but I'm a gremlin. I want to see what's going to transpire. I just want to see. I want to see. But, you know, I'm not the booker. I'm not Cresta Hogan. So since we throw that around, I'm not Cresta Hogan, you know?
Friends, get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. We got a couple to round out Collision. You can still send them about Collision before we move on to TNA, which, by the way, I'm watching the numbers. If anything dips, I'm calling you all out.
I told you the throat punches here.
That's right. Your mom and dad will be very upset. We're not mom and dad. I'm talking your collective parents. They will be upset with you through whatever means they're upset. Like a lifetime of that in my case. Ryan Ben sends a super chat saying, so Thekla and Aminata as the feud of the year nomination, they've been really good beating the crap out of each other.
I mean, each other.
They've done a really good job of having Queen Aminata step up in Jamie Hayter's absence. She's been great. And Thekla has been more than willing to step up and you know, face this head on. I think it's been a really good start of a feud. They haven't done, other than beating the shit out of each other, they haven't done anything else. So I'd like to see this continue, but I'd also like to see something added to it, a reason to beat each other up besides, I don't like this bitch.
You know, I got to tell you, I don't mind it because it's definitely, I don't know if it was you or Jensen that said this at one time, is definitely that Peter Griffin versus the chicken storyline. And it's okay to have that sometimes. And Thekla is very much giving me, my name is Fit Finley and I like to fight. And I'm here for it. I'm here for it. Sometimes I don't need a reason. I just hate your face.
Yeah, and we'll get to a singles match between these two that like culminates their feud when they, or even in a tournament setting to get to a maybe a TBS or women's championship match. So there is meat on that bone. It's starting to flourish in a really positive way, which I like. And Anthony Castaneda sent a super chat saying, what's up, my peeps? Who debuts or returns in the women's casino gauntlet match? I don't necessarily expect any debuts, a surprise or two. I know that big thud was your surprise moment when I said I don't expect any debuts. But returns, honestly, I don't even know. I think right now the women's division has proven to be pretty deep as it is, even by showing the end of tonight's match. You had those eight women plus Ty J plus Billy Starks plus Sky Blue. Like, there were a lot of people coming out to basically get involved. So I don't know if you necessarily need a debut or return. Anyone who was released recently by WWE still has time on their 90-day non-compete. Women from Japan might show up. You could do that. But other than that, yeah, I don't expect anyone. What about you?
I'm seeing in the chat someone said Ruby Soho, Jamie Hayter. Just personally, just because I've been really keeping up with her content, I don't think she's joining AEW or any way, shape, or form. I like Jhenny Kai. I would love to see her. And we already have Speedball Mike Bailey, so having a female version of that strong, stiff person, I think she would be a nice addition to the roster. But that's just me. If anything, I do see a Jamie Hayter. You know, if anyone, it would be Hayter. It would be Hayter. I might pop if it is Ruby Soho. We haven't seen her in a while. I know she just had a child. She's a mother. She's everyone's mother. We're all her children now. So I live. Also see the chat saying Alex Windsor. Yeah, she just did a thing. That can make sense. But even then, she wouldn't really be debuting. We know she's here.
Well, it would be her debut as an official member of the AEW roster. So you can call it that. I like Alex Windsor's a great shout. Ruby Soho is a really good one. I honestly, given all of the reporting and the back and forth and having to debunk reports, putting Britt Baker in the match just so we can say, here, damn, she's still here. What they do after that is completely up to Tony and creative, but like, just, she's been part of your company since day one. I get it. People feel a certain way. People report a certain, like, I get it, but she's still there. So like, bring her out. I don't know where she's going to be. I don't know if she's in Texas for the weekend or the week for that matter, but I like the idea. At least Alex Windsor, if Ruby Soho's available and she's ready for it, let's go. And other than that, I mean, if Jamie Hayter's available, that'd be cool too. But like I said, there are so many women who are available, and we didn't even add, like, Penelope Ford is another one who's been, who's been available. We'll see who shows up. I think the Women's Casino Gauntlet is going to be a lot of fun. It's the first time they're running it. It's going to be different, definitely different than the men's. So we'll see where it plays out, but I don't expect any huge surprises in that one.
Everyone keeps saying Maki Ito, and I love Maki Ito, but she needs to be wrestling Matt Cardona only. Respect.
Damn.
She'd be beating him up all the time. I love her. She just does so good in intergender matches. She's the best worst wrestler you've ever seen.
Oh, man. All right. Shall we dig into our normal bread and butter?
Are you ready? Because these are my TNA notes. Let's go.
I expect all of y'all to stay right now. I expect more
230,
people.
230. It better go up to 300. I'm not playing. Yo, my fist will stay here the whole time.
We waited this entire time to do TNA because we were waiting for the Access TV people to catch up because they had to start at 9 p.m. Not like you could watch it on YouTube for free and live at 8 o'clock. But no, if you're an Access TV stalwart and you got to watch it on Access and you really wanted to watch The Death of a Rock Star, which, by the way, is why they had to run the show an hour later for some reason, even though that particular series aired in 2018.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Oh, anyway, TA, don't you dare leave. I swear to God, if you leave, I'm coming after you.
Yo, Trill, pal driver, listen, I'll call you out by now. I'll bite you.
I swear to God. I see some of y'all TNA. And thank you. You know, any super chat, any question about, get your statement right on the air. Get part of it. Go to HopperChats.com. Let's go. The elegance is defeat Harley Hudson and Mila Grace. I'm going to do this every week now that there's two Milas and Milas on the show. There's a glam slam front chancery combo from Ash and Heather Elegance that was great. Harley's a bit late to get to her spot to stop Heather by Elegance, but Heather by Elegance grabs the leg. Ash hits her rarefied air to get the win. She pins Mila Grace, and M stops Harley Hudson for making the save. Pretty standard opening 6-minute contest, tag division. You've got the Elegances is taking on the Inspiration at Slammiversary. So this is just a win for the Elegances. And to paint the picture that it's three of them, four if you count Personal Concierge. Pretty good stuff.
Welcome to TNA, Mila Grace and Harley Cameron, where you think you're coming in hot, but you're not.
It's true.
They have nice look, though. I love them. They look nice.
I mean, I was under the impression that they were going to be the next team up because they paired them together and everything. But then the Inspiration came back and it was like, well, here we go.
The Inspiration.
Yeah, the girl who sang that did the I Drink commercial for AEW tonight, just so they don't know.
Stay with a check, sister.
Harley Hudson is the name of the woman who was wearing all pink. The Hardys and the Rascals are backstage with Gian Miller. It's effectively just a raw, paint him if you got him is how they put it. Myron Reed needs green gear because he's going to be filling in for Trey Miguel, who does legitimately have a hernia issue. And he did say on socials that he's going to be getting that taken care of after Slammiversary. So his plan is to be in the match at Slammiversary, the 4-way ladder match, and then he's going to get himself taken care of. Kind of telegraphs that the Rascals might not be winning those tag titles, but who knows? We'll have to find out.
For those of you who don't know what a hernia is, please look it up. It is not. Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah.
And the fact that he wants to wrestle, you are a tough man. There will be no Trey Miguel slander over here. That diverticulitis, I looked that up. That's gross. Yeah. So, you know, like, shout out to you guys who are still wrestling with, I disintegrate with tummy issues. You got real tough stomach problems.
Yeah, it's tough, man. Hey, shout out to you, T.O. Came for AEW, but I'll stick around since you asked. Well, thank you. Cedric Alexander and the Good Hands defeat All Elite Security. Could you believe that these were great wrestling security guards? They had great wrestling acumen, these security guards.
No way that the Secret Service, Secret Service, are actually trained local talent. No way.
I know. They came to the ring. They wrestled in their suits without the jackets. They had their ties and their shirts, and they rolled up the sleeves, and they had a match. Alexander hits a lumbar check, gets the win. Post-match, this is where the meat comes in, baby. Ali attacks the Great Hands and Cedric with a chair. Ali had gone backstage when he introduced the security. Cedric goes for the lumbar check on Ali, but Tasha Steelz gets into the ring and low blows Cedric Alexander and walks away. Ali beats down Cedric with a chair and then curiously follows out Tasha Steelz. Later on, everyone's outside. Tasha Steelz tells Ali in the Great Hands that there's been no greatness in this great order four. Ali's been on a downward spiral since his loss to Santana. That got on her nerves. It pissed her off. And Tasha knew that calling Cedric would bring him in to save her because she was playing damsel in distress and the group was the one that needed saving. And then she says, I did this for you, Ali, to get you a marquee match against the guy that you never beat and to get you back on top. And then she tells the Great Hands to STF you and do their jobs, which was hilarious, and that they'll all be a unit at Slammiversary. Ali says, good job. Order 4 is the best faction in TNA. And Cresta, who do you think stops them? The best faction in TNA, she says. Who do you think walks up to them?
Is it Deegan? What? No. So, okay. Hold on. I'm still stuck on the fact that Tasha said, you thought you was doing me, but I carried the one and it took the two to the seventh power, and I outdid the doer. So do your job.
Yeah, she did that.
I'm still stuck on that. What?
Yeah, man. She did it. She did it all for all. And for people who were running back and forth screaming, oh my god, this looks a certain way and this is awful, No, it turns out they flipped it. This was Tasha doing it. She was the mastermind. Ali didn't know, but Tasha was the mastermind behind bringing Cedric Alexander in to then double cross and have Ali hopefully, most likely, get his win back. This is where I go back to last week's show, where I say, this is why I don't know. This is why I think we're not hearing much about Cedric Alexander and a contract, because I think this is just a Slammiversary appearance. Again, this is me not reporting anything. This is just me speaking on vibes. It feels like they're doing this as a big Ali moment to get a win, and Seti moves on to whatever's next for him.
Tasha, you ate that. That's up there with fanny pack shenanigans. You ate that. And now I'm going to go back and watch that. That's funny. Is comedy. That's cinema.
And then, like you were saying, and this is legitimately what she said, do you want to know something? The system approach, the Order 4. And then JDC takes over, does his comedy shtick, and says, we'll have a match next week. And at one point, it's funny because he's like, you know what we should do? He gets cut off by, I think, Brian Myers. He's like, have a match next week. He's like, no, we should have a match next week. He does a stupid JDC shtick.
Doesn't he hate pro wrestling? Doesn't this guy hate pro wrestling?
He does, but he wants them to have a match, and Tasha Steelz accepts for them. So next week, it's Order 4 versus The System, a match you've been always wanting.
Honestly, let them fight. I love heels versus heels, because there's no extent that nobody's not going to go to. So now I'm thinking, okay, Alicia Edwards got to fight. And you want Cedric Alexander to be cool with Ali on the same team? The guy who just hit her with a chair? Who Tasha Steelz just admitted that y'all about to double cross each other? Yeah. I can't wait to see how this turns out.
Someone in the chat asking, Cedric's only in TNA for a short time or there for a multi-year. Well, that's the thing. Nothing's been reported officially. Again, giving my vibes, this story is a short-term story. This could be a stop on the way to maybe he's going to go hurt people afterwards, but we don't know. Again, this is me reporting on vibes, but I'm not reporting a thing. This is a vibes. That's all it is.
Reporting on vibes over here. Y'all want scoops? Sean Ross Sapp, the best $6 in the business over at Fightful and FightfulSelect.com.
Look, man, I will give you scoops on Fightful Select once in a while, especially with TNA stuff. I will give you those scoops. This is one that I can't nail down. And this is one they're playing close to their vest, but I also feel like this is a stop. They're normally for signing, like Cedric, if it were a signing, they would be, hey, insert publication here, SI, for example, because that's who does a lot of their breaking of talent contracts, PW Insider, we've done a few. They would normally give it to us to report. This is what they were doing last year, by the way. That's how we got a few. But anyway, the long and the short of it is that nobody's done that. There hasn't been much digging into the situation with Cedric. To me, it feels like it's short term. Him being on the roster page don't mean a thing with TNA. There are people on that roster page who just, you know.
Mm-hmm. Period.
Yep. Masha Slamovich and Laying Lee with Zaya Brookside. They defeat NXT's Fatal Influence. JC Jane, Fallon Henley, Jasmine Nix is there because of course she is. Lee takes most of the offense in the early going. She gets beat up. And then Masha eventually gets the hot tag, goes after both members. The tag team push breakup spot. You know what I'm talking about? Where they're doing a pin and then they push the other person. And, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm done with that. They did it in this match. I don't want to see it again. Please make it stop. Slamovich hits a spinning heel kick and the snowplow onto Fallon Henley to get the win at Slammiversary. By the way, it's official. It's going to be winner take all. So whoever wins that match at Slammiversary between Masha and either Jordynne Grace or JC Jane, will find out after Sunday, they are going to be the TNA and NXT Women's Champion after that match. Whoever wins gets both belts.
I am looking forward to a Masha Slamovich champ. I'm also looking forward to the girls trying to cheat Masha out her boots. That being said, if the Knockouts Championship and the TNA Championship both go to NXT and y'all get nothing, just pull down your pants at this point and put your face in the pillow, because I don't know what's going on over here.
I still feel like they can walk the finish, but I also feel like they might not. They might do a Slammiversary. Someone walks out with both titles, but by Thursday night, someone's already won that title and they've already split them up again.
Bow. Because you're right. Because you are right. I would like to see a world where there's equivalent exchange. I've seen TNA do it before. I'll give you the TNA title, Kenny Omega. You give it a rub and you give it back. I mean, granted, AEW ain't give him nothing. Now that I think about it, AEW ain't give him nothing out of that. We got to see AEW, we got to see Kenny Omega on Thursdays. That's what we got. I don't know. Now that I'm saying it out loud, I don't know. Wait, Masha could lose.
There are multiple ways you can look at this. Masha will be in the crowd at Evolution. She'll almost certainly be featured in the crowd with the TNA title at Evolution or just sitting at ringside. Whatever it is, she'll be there. They pulled her from a GCW show specifically to bring her into Atlanta. That in mind, I feel like JC Jane's going to win. I don't know how Blake Monroe fits into all this because over on Fightful Select, best $5.99 in the business, we had reported that there are plans, or at least there were pitches, to turn Blake Monroe heel. What that could mean, and someone had posted this, or someone had replied to this, the idea being that maybe JC Jane turns babyface because Blake Monroe takes Fatal Influence. She takes those two women, and JC becomes a babyface. If that's the case, there are ways you can tell the story that Masha drops the Knockouts title, and whoever else goes, you know, the NXT title and the Knockouts title goes to WWE, and that becomes a whole thing. Regardless, there are lots of ways that you can tell the story. To me, I think that Masha should be winning both titles.
Agreed.
I think that WWE should be putting some stake into the TNA partnership by having someone hold an NXT title, and it should be Masha Slamovich.
I agree. I was on True Hill Heat last week, and earlier this week, we were talking about the fallout from Evolution or NXT Great American Bash. And one of the things we had theorized is that Blake Monroe is totally costing Jordynne Grace that title. And because of that, you know, whatever happens at Evolution, it's most likely looking like it'll be Masha, because then JC Jane has something to go back to. Now, I don't know how we get it off of Masha. I don't see someone who would pin her, you know. I am of the mind that Jordynne Grace, Masha Slamovich, I love Jordynne Grace, but I don't think they're going to want to do that again. You know what I mean? I think they're going to want somebody else, or maybe even somebody else from TNA takes it off of Masha, and then they get it back on NXT that way. Either way, if Masha doesn't win here, what are we doing?
We're going to find out. We got a week until Slammiversary, and there is Evolution in the way, and there's a lot of interpromotional stuff that's going to go on. So I am curious about how this plays out. I do think that Masha should be the one winning the NXT Women's Championship on top of things, and that Masha should get a bit of a look-see on NXT. But we'll find out after Sunday how that all plays out, because I'm sure that's going to be part of it. It's kind of funny that Masha just gets to sit back and wait. You know,
I mean, honestly, she's Masha Slamovich. I'm sorry. I love her. Her and Jordynne Grace, even, oh my God, to an extent, Bianca Belair, even if she was like, I'm just going to sit back and wait, let you girls do it. You're great. You're fantastic. And I know you can wrestle. Whatever you want, queen.
Leon Slater and Moose get their TV commercial aired. Leon Slater is then shown watching the commercial. He's excited that Moose turns off the TV. And he says, history, legacy, greatness. These are words associated with Moose that Leon Slater will never live up to. Slater basically says he's ready to become the youngest X Division champion of all time. Slater walks out. Cardona walks in. He says, hey, Dark State came after me last week, but I feel like they're coming after everybody. And that includes the system. I need backup. They are all laughing at Cardona. They walk away. Myers kind of walks off last. And that's the end of that. Dark State's probably going to go after everybody, including the system at this point.
You know what? Shake it up. Can you imagine if the system turned babyface?
I mean, I think you're gonna see Dark State versus the system and Matt Cardona at Slammiversary.
I love Matt Cardona. I don't care.
It's gonna be Cardona, Myers, Edwards, and JDC against Dark State. Like that's what's going to happen.
And Matt Cardona is gonna eat the pin because they're gonna leave him there.
They're probably going to do that. Or there's going to be some sort of fracture because there's been the Myers and Cardona, you know, they're friends and there's a history there. Like they might play something off of that, but it's definitely going to be this weird Dark State versus babyface system and Matt Cardona, who's also not technically a babyface, but is.
wait, my brain just stalled. Who did the system run into earlier? Order four. Yeah. Unfortunately, there's a world where the system are the good guys, or at least the least worst of the worst.
What is wrong with this?
This is like Suicide Squad. Listen, I know I'm not your first, second, third, or fourth choice, but I'm who you got.
It's such a weird, like, the system is just there. Like, yeah, we've been here since the rebrand. What do you want?
I mean, there's Northern Armory, and somewhere the rafters Violet by Design. Because Holmes, oh, I mean, Diener, I mean.
We're getting there. Don't you worry. They did that. Steve Maclin, the international championships on the line. Triple threat. Mance Warner, Jake something, Steve Maclin. Maclin retains. This was a really fun match. More of a sprint than anything else. And because it's triple threat, you can kind of get away with going hardcore, which the match did quickly. Something in Warner kind of start the match before Maclin comes out. They do a powerbomb through the chairs. Something powerbombs Warner through those, and then Warner hits a DDT on the stairs on Jake something. Maclin reverses the pay window from Mance Warner into the KIA. He retains by pinning Mance Warner, so it's not over for Maclin and Jake something. However, the next thing that we see, it's not immediate, but it's like the next segment, is from Fourth Rope. Now, for those who don't know Fourth Rope, that's West Side Gun's promotion. And they've been running events with TNA production being part of it backstage. So it was only a matter of time before we were going to see something. Not Jake something. He's in the last match. But we were going to see some sort of crossover. Well, we got it. It's Enzo Amore. It's real one. It's that guy. Cresta, I want to tell you a story that I started telling you off the air before we went live. I was thinking of going to Slammiversary. I was looking at tickets. Google Flights had a really good call for me. I could go early Sunday morning, get in at 9 a.m., fly into LaGuardia, stay for the show. I was going to leave Monday morning, 6 a.m., going to be in and out, go to the show. And then I realized they might be doing Enzo Amore versus Steve Maclin for the international championship. And I said, absolutely not. I cannot do this. I will not do this. I want Jake something versus Steve Maclin for the international championship. I want to see those two men beat the shit out of each other more than anything. I do not want to see Enzo Amore show up with whatever belt from Fourth Rope representing Fourth Rope to take on Steve Maclin for the international championship. I don't. I've already said, Cresta, that if Mike Santana doesn't win the world championship next Sunday night, that I will quit the post show. Brother, if they're giving me Enzo versus Maclin at Slammiversary, I might not even make it to the post show. Anyway, he's your favorite wrestler, so what do you think?
That's crazy. All right, so since the cat's out of the bag, for those of you who don't know, when I first got into wrestling, one of my first wrestlers that I had encountered in the modern age was Enzo Amore. I didn't know that he had long been since let go. I just thought he was funny as hell. Bada bing, bada boom, the realest guys in the room. S-A-W-F-T. How about you come down this ramp and I'll put that lazy out of work? I thought he was the bee's knees. And then my little brother was like, yeah, but everybody hates him. I'm like, why? And then he showed me that this video with the coin term consensual penis. Part of me is sports tickle derogatory that he's here. But the other part of me is sports tickled complimentary because I want to see what's about to transpire. This is not funny. And I know it isn't funny because I know Joel is like, I don't want to see no Enzo Amore. But at the same time, I do want to see Enzo Amore. I don't know if I want to see him versus for a championship. I don't know if I want to see that. And the stuff I saw him before, he was doing something in the ring. I don't know what he was doing. Something was transpiring when he was in the ring. So I'm hoping, like Big Cass, you know, maybe in the ring you do a wrestle now instead of, you know, doing some sports mysteries, you know? So I don't think it should be for anything with Maclin. Maclin is his old man. Now Maclin finally got something going on. And we're Team Maclin over here. But I would be lying if I didn't say I didn't want to see Enzo Amore. I wish I wasn't. Yo, yo, I put my glasses on. I'm sorry, y'all. I've disappointed y'all for the last time. My apology.
Keep those on for the whole time.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Listen, if he is still as bad as everybody else says he is, yo, I'll be the first one to be like, yo, my fault, y'all. But I never saw him. All I have is innuendos and what he did before. Yo, no, I'm sorry. I'm shutting up. I'm sorry.
This will be hell. There is enough hell on earth right now.
Enough hell on earth.
I don't know. Speaking of hell on earth, Indy Hartwell defeats Victoria Crawford. It's a match that happened. And then Tessa says words afterwards because accountability is something that people talk about and they're playing in our face. Santino and Ariana are backstage. I don't know if you want to talk about this. I don't think you do.
I'd rather talk about it. Indy Hartwell. Sorry, Victoria Crawford.
No, I'm sorry, Indy Hartwell. I don't know about the other one. Sorry. That's just what it is. Santino and Ariana Grande. Ariana Grace. I'm sorry.
Ariana Grande Grace. Break free.
I'm done.
It's after 11. There's no rules.
It's over. They walk in. EY and Northern Armory walk up to them. And EY is the babyface now. He's not officially, but he is the babyface in this story. He keeps pointing out that the hometown man is Cody Deaner. And Santino's an idiot.
Stop.
Yes. She's like, oh no, the hometown man is a hometown man. He's getting all the money. Like that's what he, first of all, no, nobody can tell. No, Santino doesn't sound like that in real life. Santino's a perfectly fine Canadian boy who happens to have Italian heritage.
But that's why he could do it. They're gonna get you, Joe.
No,
the guys are gonna come and get you, Canadian.
It's fine. If you made it this far and you know how I feel about Santino as an online character, you figured it out. If you're new here, welcome. You're screwed. EY's like, you know how I know that he is the hometown man, that Deaner's the hometown man? He says to Santino, remember Super Eric? You remember Super Eric? I'm Super Eric. And Santino was like, oh my God. For those who don't remember, this was like almost 20 years ago when Super Eric was a character that Eric Young was wearing a mask for because he had gotten fired. Santino says, you bring real proof, I'll fire hometown man and Cody Deaner. And he's like, I got the mask. I got hometown man's mask. Northern Armory took it from his head. They saw his face and that's it. Santino's like, oh, they got to prove it that he is the hometown man. And then I'm going to fire him. And it's like, Eric Young's the baby face here. He's a ghost.
Of TNA.
He is a phantom ghost baby face.
I mean, yeah, I agree with everything you said. Also, guys, Joel is not leaving. If Joel leaves, what am I going to do? He's not leaving. But also, if they don't crown Santana, I respect his decision. And in solidarity with Joel, I might be leaving too.
Like I said, I will do the Sunday show. I will do the Thursday live show because those are fun. I will ask Carlos Silva what bank he robbed to think that TNA is going to be number two. And then I'm going to go. Don't you ever dare get the Zeno Hour. Don't you dare. Do not buy Hometown Man merch for my birthday. Buy Scooby-Doo merch for my birthday, apparently. My child will love it.
Honestly, him and Jamie Hayter can match.
That's true. You're thinking of Sky Blue. Wait a minute. Was that a callback or are you just remembering when Sky Blue did this?
No, but I would think that if someone's going to get you merch, they're definitely not going to get you Shaggy merch. You're going to be Fred. And then you and Jamie Hayter could match. We just talked about AEW.
Okay, I'm going to unlock some lore for In the Weeds people. If you've been watching us long enough, you remember that before her injury, Sky Blue and Julia Hart were doing, like, Julia was Spooky Girl, and then she misted Sky Blue, and Sky Blue was suddenly becoming more evil, right? Well, while she was becoming more evil, Sky Blue was wearing Scooby-Doo merch. Like, not merch, Scooby-Doo.
Yeah,
like,
she was wearing Scooby-Doo gear. Yeah.
And I was losing my mind on In the Weeds, being like, why is this girl who's turning into like dark spooky girl wearing mystery machine colors? What are we doing?
That's the real death. Sometimes the real villain is us in the sky.
drove me absolutely nuts. She did have the collar, but it drove me up the wall. And chat was like, I can't believe you're going off on this. I'm like, yeah, and I hated it. Mystery Machine Gear just did it twice. Did it more than enough times to upset me. Anyway.
So buy Joel Fred Gear, period.
just play your character in and out of the ring. Slammiversary Go Home is next week. Moose versus Sammy Callahan. Danny Luna takes on Tessa. System versus Order 4. Santana and Henry team up to take on Frankie Kazarian and Trick Williams. So there we go. Main event time. Really not.
Damn, that was fast.
Yeah, well, this is kind of what we do sometimes.
All right, let's get it.
First Class and the Nemesis defeat the Hardys and the Rascals. Myron Reed is in for Trey again. Wentz found some red gear. Casey Navarro is back. He's in the match, which was great to see. Trick Williams actually put over Casey Navarro, saying he reminds him of Melo, which was a nice little tip of the cap, because Melo can go. Feel how you will about his main roster run. He's still a fantastic wrestler. Matt Hardy uses the rope-assisted side effect on AJ Francis. He does a DDT instead of a Twist of Fate. Trick Williams gets upset. He leaves the commentary desk where he's sitting, and he distracts Matt Hardy enough to hit him with the belt. AJ Francis hits the TFL. He gets the win. And post-match, there's a beatdown. The Hardys get beat down by First Class until Santana makes the save. Santana gets beat down until Henry makes the save. And then in the melee, Santana gets punched by Joe Hendry. Then there's a pull apart, and that's how we go off the air tonight, because next week is the Go Home to Slammiversary, as I mentioned. That's TNA Impact.
AJ Francis can't keep getting away with this.
Well, he's going to be in that four-way tag for the ladder match at Slammiversary, and there's a slight possibility that First Class walks out with the tag titles. I think it'll be the Hardys.
Because that'll be hilarious.
It's another ladder match. I see the Hardys winning.
I don't hate First Class winning, because I put First Class in the same thing as I put the Don Callis family. You can hate them, but they're on TV every week, and trust me, I hate them. Compliment. I hate those guys. Jesus Christ, they're the worst. But they're on TV every week, and it's definitely giving. I went to the school of Jeff Jarrett. I'm not going to be missing a paycheck, period. So I'm not mad at it. If they do win, so yo, somebody got to take it. AJ Francis is going to be the most obnoxious.
Which is great, by the way, if he does.
I'd be sports entertained, but grudgingly, I'd be like, yo, stop making me laugh. I'm trying to hate you. Hello?
You know what I want to do? If AJ Francis and Casey Navarro win the tag titles, I want AJ Francis to get booked on Helwani and put the title belt on Helwani's desk, because earlier there was a Joe Hendry interview. He did a sit down with Tom Hannifin. I didn't talk about it because honestly, like, it was just the typical Joe Hendry promo, but this time he's sitting down with one person. Mm-hmm. He talked about how I went to the Ariel Helwani show with the TNA belt, and no one else has put the TNA title down on his desk for an interview. And I'm like, I really want AJ Francis to take the tag titles and an interview and put them down on the desk and be like, oh, look what I did. Just like everyone's hero, Joe Hendry.
Honestly, the only other person I could see doing something obnoxious like that is Don Callis with his no socks and says, yeah, we got the title. Nobody else comes in here without their title. And we put it on the line. Ariel, ask the real questions, Ariel. You're not asking real questions.
Oh, you don't want to be around when Don Callis was part of Impact. And he would do he would do the Impact press pass. No, we were doing this. He would do the Impact press passes. And those press passes were as kayfabe as they got. And Don Callis would be sitting there on a Zoom just talking, just kayfabe. We'd just be like, this is the biggest waste of time ever.
I'm a Don Callis fan. Like, honestly, you can never tell me, yo, Cresta, you really just be making stuff up? Yeah, I went to the school of Don Callis of facts. What are you talking about? Madison Rain was Intercontinental Champion 57 times in TNA. And you know where I learned that from? Don Callis. You going to tell me he's wrong? I don't think. Neither should you, actually.
It's true. Thinking is for suckers.
Honestly, to quote MJF, thinking is for poors.
MJF had something to say about today's title for In the Weeds, so go check that out. Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern, over on Fightful Overbooked. That is the last time I'll plug that. FightfulSelect.com. Every bit of news coming out of this week is going to originate from FightfulSelect.com, more than likely. So please, please, please go ahead and subscribe to us. You can also, for now, you can actually unlock posts. If you haven't subscribed to us for $5.99, you can just unlock a post and do it a la carte. So if you just want to get this particular news, you can pay for it, just that article. If you want to get everything, all the content, and there's plenty of it, go ahead, FightfulSelect.com, get it there right now because there's lots of it coming and they won't stop. Tons of content coming in. I'll tell you, I am hosting Saturday night's main event, the post show. That's this Saturday. I can say it because that's the show I'm doing. Do I have a partner for this one? I don't know yet. I might go solo. I haven't decided. Not even Sean knows because he was like, oh, you can have whoever you like. And I was like, okay, who knows what that's going to look like? But for now, Cresta, what you got going on?
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So Thursday, we already did the TNA show and the Collision show today. So there's no Collision show on Saturday. However, myself and Kate will be going over the WWE Evolution show on Sunday, girl power. So there's that. Typically, Thursdays, it's myself and Joel over here on Fightful. We go over all things TNA. And on Saturday, it's myself, Iridian, and Rick going over all things AEW Collision. I don't know if I'm doing anything else this weekend. If Joel gives me the call and I'm not distraught because Hangman lost to Jon Moxley, I might tap it.
Yeah, but what if not, wins the title?
Really quickly, I did it on True Hill Heat. I'll say it here. I do not care about Saturday night's main event. I'm giving it a zero, okay? I'm giving it a zero. I don't care if Goldberg wins. If Goldberg wins, all I have is whatever the Ricochet laugh is, because that's what Saturday night's main event is. I'd be here so I don't get fired. Anyway, you can catch me on social.
Aren't you doing the Evolution post show?
Yeah, listen, I'll get a check. I will come and get a check.
Damn, girl.
I will come and get a check. Don't get it. Why you think I'm here now?
That is very true.
I'm Jeff Jarrett.
Where's he been? You think he's going to be in that Casino Battle Royal? God, I hope so.
He should. Shout out to Jeff Jarrett.
He should win. Anyway,
you guys can find me on social media. Anyway, you can type Cresta Star, CrestaStarr. Or if you're on Twitter, it's going to be Cresta The Star, like Megan Thee Stallion. Two E's, two R's. You got it. You'll be fantastic. Thank you. Your butt looks nice. Hope you find $20 on the floor. And remember, you could have been anywhere on the internet, even the hub, but you were here with us. And that really does mean a lot. Joel, take us out of here.
Man, thank you all for hanging out with us tonight. Extra long episode. Audio goes up soon. Leave a thumbs up on the way out. Drop some comments. Tell us if you like this weird Collision TNA post show that we did. Out of convenience, really, because there was enough going on tonight. We thanks everyone for donating a super chat and, of course, for supporting us here at Fightful. So go ahead. Find us all weekend because we will be here for Cresta Star. You know who she is. You know who I am. Ladies, gentlemen, friends beyond the binary. We'll see you in the next one. Cheers.
Peace. Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.